Oh, dear, Mr. Spenlow cried. That's sad news. Let me think. I can give you some of the £1,000, but there are two of us in this business, and Mr. Jawkins is a very hard man. He won't give your aunt the money back. He won't let me give her the money. Oh, I said, I'm sorry. I did not believe Mr. Spenlow. I knew Mr. Jawkins, and he was not a hard man. But I said nothing, and I left the office. I won't get that money, I thought. In the street, I heard a voice calling my name. It was Agnes in her carriage. I was waiting for you, she said. I heard the news about your aunt, and I'm very sorry. David? Yes, I asked. My father didn't lose your aunt's money, did he? She asked. I don't know, I said. Let's go and see her. We can ask. I got into the carriage with Agnes. Mrs. Heap and Uriah are living with us now, she told me. And father has changed. He's like Uriah's servant. It makes me angry, but I can't say anything. We reached my rooms and went inside. Good morning, Agnes, said my aunt. Why are you in London? I'm worried about my father, Agnes answered. Can I ask you a question? Yes, of course, my aunt said. What is it? Did he lose your money? Oh, no, my aunt said. I lost the money. I'm a stupid old woman. Your father wanted me to save for the future, but I lost it. I'm pleased, said Agnes. I'm pleased for him, but I'm very sorry for you. And I can help you. I know a man with a job for you, David. You can earn some money. Good, I said. I need it. I'll work hard, I promise. I know that, Agnes said. You can start tomorrow. I left Agnes with my aunt. I went to see Dora, who was staying with Julia Mills. I waited outside until Mr. Mills, Julia's father, came out. Then I went in. Dora, I said, you look beautiful. Thank you, David, she said. Jip, kiss David. She held up the little dog. I kissed Jip, and then Dora kissed me. I sat next to her. Dora, I said, I have some news. Is it good? She asked. Not very good, I said sadly. Then I don't want to hear it, she said. Tell me some good news.